faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. While Clark Kent's little friend Foco seems doomed to a horrible death in a sealed refrigerator car, Superman and Batman set about to rescue him.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, you're missing out on something the other kids are having a load of fun with unless you're collecting that brand new series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. You'll be out in the cold when the other fellows and girls compare notes and tell how many different buttons that they've collected so far and swap their duplicates. And you want to be one of the crowd that wears these Pep comic buttons pinned on their jacket or dress or beanie cap. Yes, sir. These 18 new and different Pep comic buttons are something that you want to have. Each one is a speaking likeness of one of your favorite funny paper characters, like Tess Trueheart and Toots and Casper and Brenda Starr and Superman himself. And everyone is bright colored and gleaming, really terrific to see. So, gang, hop to it. Get started on your collection of this new series of Pep comic buttons. Now, you don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you'll find a comic button, an exclusive prize, in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Yes, sir, that's Pep, the whole wheat flakes that taste so crisp and golden and delicious on a cool morning that you get a good start on a good day. So remind Mom to keep you supplied with P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now, the adventures of Superman.
After having already borrowed a considerable sum of money, Foco, editor White's little cook who speaks in rhyme, threatened to shoot himself unless White loaned him another $50. White wrestled for the gun and it went off, the bullet grazing his head. When the gray-haired editor regained consciousness, Foco had disappeared. Fearful for the little man's safety, White sent Sheriff Johnson, the local police officer, to search for him. And at the deserted suburban railroad station, the sheriff and his deputy heard muffled calls for help coming from a refrigerator car. The voice was Foco's, but the car was locked, and before the sheriff could attract the attention of the crew, the train pulled away. As we continue now, Sheriff Johnson has rushed back to his little police station and is phoning the next town on the railroad line. Listen.
Well, there's a yard man on duty all night at Brookhaven, Ed. We'll get him to flag that freight and get Foco out of that refrigerator car.
I hope the poor little guy is still alive by then, Sheriff.
Well, it's only 12 miles to Brookhaven.
Yeah, but it's awful cold in a refrigerator car, you know.
Yeah, sure is. Yep. Come on, come on. Why doesn't somebody answer that phone?
Fella might be out in the yard.
Well, he better get back in before that freight goes through, or it'll be too bad for Foco.
Sure will.
Hello, Brookhaven.
Listen, this is Sheriff Johnson at Willow Heights.
Oh, yeah, Sheriff.
Look, a freight left here a few minutes ago going north with a fella locked in a refrigerator car. I want you to flag it down.
What's that?
I said a fella is locked in a refrigerator car.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, a little fat guy by the name of Foco.
Oh, how'd he get locked in the car?
I don't know, but you got to stop the train and get him out before he freezes to death.
Oh, do my best. What's the number of the car?
The number? Just a minute. You happen to notice the number of the car, Ed?
Nope, I didn't, Sheriff.
Uh-huh. We didn't notice, but it was about in the middle of the spring.
Oh, do you know the number of the engine or the trip?
No, the engine was way up ahead in our station here, closes down at 10 o'clock. But we figured this freight pulled off the main line to let the Limited go past. It was just a few minutes ago.
Okay, hold on a second.
What do you say, Sheriff?
He's looking up something.
Oh. Say, how'd you suppose Foco got locked in that car?
How should I know? Lots of funny stuff going on here tonight. Yeah. Barry White getting shot and...
Hello, Sheriff.
Yeah?
That freight must have been number 136.
I don't care what the number it was. Just flag it down and get Foco out of that refrigerator car.
Well, let me finish, will you? Number 136 isn't coming through Brookhaven.
Not coming through?
What?
No,
what's it say?
It switches off at Branch Junction to go through the Blue Hills to Benson City.
But the...
Matter of fact, it must have switched off the line already.
Well, jeepers, what's the next station I can call in?
Oh, you can't call any station this side of Benson City. There aren't any in the Blue Hills.
Benson City? The freight can't be there before morning.
That's right.
What's up, Sheriff?
Wait, Ed. Listen. Foco can't stay in that refrigerator car till morning.
Not to keep alive, he can't.
What can we do?
Well, we've got to do something. Say, can't we contact that train some way?
I don't know how. A couple of our fast passenger trains have got radio telephones, but none of our freight runs have. I'll call the division office, though, and see if they can do anything.
Yeah, okay, do that. Tell him it's a life or death emergency.
Right. So long.
Yeah, so long. Whew. Well, unless a miracle happens, I'm afraid the poor little fella is done for, Ed.
Poor little guy.
Listen, Ed. You stay here by the phone, huh? Yeah. I got to go over and give Mr. White the bad news. As it stands, Mr. White.
Good Godfrey. You mean there's no way to contact that train, Sheriff?
I guess not. Leastwise, the yard man at Brookhaven says there isn't, Mr. White. You see, the freight switched off at Branch Junction to go through the Blue Hills, and, well, there's no station in the hills till Benson City.
Oh, jeepers, that's awful, Chief.
Oh, Poco will be frozen long before they get to Benson City.
Sure he will. Look, Sheriff, can a locomotive go after that freight and stop it?
Well, I guess the division office will think of that, Olson, if it can be done, but, well, what I'm afraid of is... Well, Poco's been in that car for some time now, and, well...
Oh, we've got to do something.
Sure, sure, but what? What?
I don't know. I'm going to call Mr. Kent.
Kent? Well, what can he do?
I'll bet he thinks of something.
Nonsense. He can't do anything. Besides, he was hurt in that explosion in his apartment.
Just the same,
And his telephone was blown up. How are you going to call him?
Oh, gee whiz, I forgot. Wait, I've got an idea.
Just a moment.
Wait, Clark. You can't go to the door. If anyone sees you're not injured, they'll know you're Superman.
Oh, I almost slipped that time, Bruce. You better answer.
Okay, you keep out of sight.
Right.
Coming.
Yes?
I'm McBean, the superintendent. A fellow wants Mr. Kent on the phone. Says it's very important.
Well, Mr. Kent can't come to the phone now.
I know. That's what I told this fellow, but he says it's a matter of life or death. He says his name is Jim Olson.
Jim? I'll come down and talk to him. I'll be right back, Clark.
Okay, Bruce. Hurry.
Jim says that Poco is locked up in a refrigerator car, Clark.
Great Scott!
That's right. And the train is somewhere in the Blue Hills, en route to Benson City. And there's no way to contact it before it gets there. By which time, of course, poor Poco will be frozen to death.
Well, I'll contact it personally. As Superman. As soon as I strip down to my costume.
You take me with you. I'll peel down to my Batman outfit.
Okay. How did Poco manage to get locked in a refrigerator car?
Jim didn't know. Seems like a lot of fancy things have been happening at Perry White's place tonight.
Yeah?
Incidentally, your boss was creased by a bullet.
What?
Yes, but relax. He's okay now.
Oh.
Just scared silly about Poco, who's going to be a frozen mackerel unless we get going and fast.
Well, I'm all set. Just open a window.
Okay. Okay, right. There you are.
All right, latch on.
Let her go. Up and away! I see the Blue Hills, but I don't see any trains, Superman.
There are the tracks, Batman. There's a long freight train up ahead.
Where? You'll see it in a moment. Faster!
There. See it now?
Yes. You suppose that's the one we want?
We'll find out soon enough.
Can't be too soon. Poor Poker's been locked up in a refrigerator car all the way from Willow Heights.
I see him. Hang on, Batman. We're going down.
Right.
All right. Hold on to this ladder while I get the door open.
Don't worry about me. Just get in there to Poco.
Sorry, I've got to smash this door open, but there's a life at stake. Here goes.
Oh, nice going, chump.
Okay, in we go, Batman.
Right behind you. Sorry, talk about the North Pole.
Yeah.
Oh, where is he?
Over here. Poco. Poco.
Oh, the poor little chap. Is he
off?
Just
a moment. Yeah, he's still alive.
Good.
But he's in bad shape. Up with him. We'll have to move fast. He's to have a chance for his life.
Let's get moving, then.
Right. Hang on. Here we go. Up and away!
Leaping from the speeding train with Poco in his arms and Batman clinging to him, Superman streaks back toward Metropolis. Will Poco live? We'll know in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Boy, oh boy, gang, will your eyes pop when you get one of those comic buttons in the brand new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Because these new buttons are really snappy. Bright, true-to-life pictures of familiar comic strip characters like Toots and Casper and Flash Gordon and Superman, of course. Each one is printed in brilliant colors on a white enamel button that you'll get a kick out of wearing on your jacket or your dress or cap. Yes, there are 18 new and different buttons in all to collect and swap duplicates with your pals. That's half the fun, you know. If you should open a new package of Kellogg's Pep and find a comic button that you already have in your collection, then you find out which one of your pals has one that he wants to trade. So get started on your collection, gang. Ask Mom right now to get you a package or two of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but you'll find one as an exclusive prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And believe me, gang, you'll like these flakes of good whole wheat with their catchy sunshine flavor. Delicious is the word for Pep. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Assured by the doctor that Poco is out of danger, but that he cannot speak or be spoken to for several hours, Superman, forced to continue playing the role of the injured Clark Kent, returns to his apartment in Metropolis with Batman. Editor Perry White and Jimmy Olsen retire to sleep. But just as dawn is breaking, White suddenly awakens and calls out...
Who's that? Who's that, I say?
Shh, it's me, Chief. Jim.
What are you doing up at this hour?
I thought I heard something.
What?
Not so loud. It sounded like somebody moving around.
No, don't be silly. There's nobody in the house but us and Poco. And he's fast asleep.
I know, but I heard something odd, though.
Oh, probably just the wind blowing a shutter or something. Now go on. Go on back to bed.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't hear anything now.
No, of course not. Now go on back to bed. Haven't we had enough trouble tonight without you gallivanting around before dawn? Well, what are you waiting for?
Wait a minute.
Stay out of Poco's room. The doctor said he wasn't to be disturbed.
Chief.
Be quiet, you idiot. You'll wake him up.
Chief, come here, quick.
Now what? Can't I have a minute's rest? First, Poco almost blows my head off. And then he gets himself locked up in a refrigerator car somehow. And now you, Olsen. Well, what is it?
Look, he's gone.
Huh? Well, who's gone?
Poco.
What?
Yes. See, his bed's empty. Poco's gone. Vanished.
Gasping, Perry White grips Jim Olsen's arm and stares at the empty bed and then around the deserted room, which is now faintly illuminated by the first gray light of dawn. What has happened now to the little man who speaks in rhyme? What is the mystery Poco refused to reveal, and which resulted in the near death of Perry White, and then of Poco's being locked in the refrigerator car, and now his disappearance? Tomorrow's exciting episode brings some strange answers, so be sure to be with us then. Don't fail to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal.
Say, what goes with the kids in other countries? What do they look like and how do they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And the kids in your family will have a swell time with these dolls of all nations, cutting them out and changing their costumes and collecting all six countries in the series, like Norway, Holland, China, two cutout dolls to every package, you know, and they're dressed like the real thing. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.